Yeah, Gary, just talk about making the switch at quarterback there.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I just, you know, sometimes you just feel is that the team's looking around for that guy or that, you know, that tremendous leadership type of stuff, you know, and that's what I felt. And I know Peyton, the last couple of weeks have been real good weeks, you know, and I know he's ready to go. And I don't think Brock did anything wrong. I mean, yeah, we had, you know, some turnovers, but a couple of them definitely were not, he had nothing to do with. We could have helped him a lot. But just my gut told me, you know, to turn it over to him and let him lead the football team. And just very proud of him. You know, he's worked really hard to stay there for us. And he couldn't have been a bigger day to be there for us. So, you know, just a gut feeling.
Coach, what do you do for the next 2 weeks to decide who your quarterback
will be? Well, yeah, I've been hit on that twice already. You know what? We're going to enjoy winning tonight. I'm going to give the guys a break here. We hopefully need to get some guys fresh, and we're going to get back to work on Thursday morning. But, you know, I'll sit down with both those guys. And the great thing about it is it's taken everybody on our team to get to this point, everybody. And it's going to take everybody we have the rest of the way. So we'll sit down. We'll make a decision that's best for the football team. And but we'll be counting on everybody to continue to do their part.
Gary, how much did you talk to Peyton before the game, meaning in the week leading up to the game, to let him know what might happen?
Well, I would say that our conversation has been steady, Les, through this whole ordeal, through the injury. But his conversation back to me over the course of the last 2 weeks, I could feel, you know, I mean, I could feel where he was at, that he was back, you know, ready to go. You know, I was concerned 2 weeks ago and he couldn't make it through the whole week, you know, and we took a little step back. But then we had a great week on his own. He had a great week with the team this week. So I would think it's more the feedback I was getting from him leading into this moment, you know, knowing that he had made a lot of progress and was ready to roll.
Yeah, the as you put in Peyton, you also, I think, replaced Schofield with Tyler Palumbus.
Yeah, we, you know, we struggled up front. Well, we had 500 yards of offense. Hard to say you struggle up front. But for some reason, we got to a situation there late in the second quarter, and we really had a hard time, you know, with him. And so we took Michael out. It goes back to, like I said, we played everybody this year. Tyler went in. You know, I turned to Clancy. I said, "You okay?" He said, "Yeah, give him a chance, you know." And he went in and played well. So it's just another example, Mike, of us. We got some young guys up front, you know.
Did he start blocking better when
Peyton went in? Well, Peyton got rid of that ball pretty quick, too. He took some shots. I mean, we had a couple of plays set up that could have ended the game, opposed to Emmanuel, and if we have time to make the throws. So, you know, I got to go back and look at the film, but I think we could have protected better. But when you move the ball like we did, somebody's doing something right.
Two things. Peyton hadn't come off the bench in about two decades. Did you have any concern about, you know, that role for him? And second, were you saying that his what he gave you, what he told you meant as much in the last 2 weeks as what he showed you on the practice field?
Yeah. Was I concerned about him? A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't yet comfortable, you know. Was I comfortable going into this week? Yes, I was, because I watched the work last week. I watched the attention, you know, where he was at mentally and physically this week. So I would say no. You know, I had a great conversation with John even, and I told John, I know he's getting himself ready. I could feel a difference, you know. So, yes, I felt a difference. What was the second part of the question? You forgot, too. That's not good. Oh, well, just my gut with him throughout up to this point this week. No, I felt very comfortable with him, and for him to step up and say, "Okay, I'm back. I'm ready to go. I'm with the football. I will be available." You know, that sent a tremendous message, not to just me, but to our whole team. So,
when how much were the guys aware of what happened with the Patriots, and you get off to that fast start? And then was there any explanation of the turnovers?
I felt really good about our team. You know, we struggled Thursday in practice. I think we were really tired coming out of the game last week. But we bounced back. Friday had a really good day. They knew what had taken place. And, I mean, we couldn't have been more explosive as a team to start the game, you know. But it just goes to show in this league, if you turn the ball over, everybody sticks around, you know. So, we kept battling and found a way to get it done. Yes, ma'am.
This has been the weirdest year probably in Peyton's career, and he had to battle a lot of off-field stuff over the last week or so. What does it say about him that even while that stuff was going on, he was able to play this way coming in?
Well, he's the ultimate professional, you know. I mean, and it's been a little weird year for me, too, I'm going to tell you that. So it's been a little different. But he's just, you know, what he went through physically, which was tough on him because he wasn't himself. You know, and there, you know, there were hard times through that. But yet, mentally, he stayed there for his team. And a young kid, Brock, kept his team in position. You know what I mean? So there's just so many people involved with us being in the spot that we're in today. And for him to be there ultimately today for this football team in the second half and find a way to get us over the hump, just, I mean, it says everything about the man's character, about what he is and what he stood for, and what he continues to stand for.
Yeah, I've had coach after coach tell you through the years, don't have uncertainty at quarterback. You're the AFC number one seed. You have uncertainty at quarterback. You're concerned at all about
Well, you know, Jeff, I don't think we've had uncertainty. I really disagree with that. I think we've went through some tough times. Peyton went through some physical times, and we had to turn to a young kid who, as he played, continued to play better. And then all of a sudden we've reached a big point in this season where we needed a boost, and, you know, here we are. So I just think we continue to find a way, or trying to find a way as an organization and a football team to be successful. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, but we got to go find a way again. So I'm just proud of the fact that everybody's had a hand in it.
As a member of this organization or as just an observer of this team, you've seen the one seed work out for the Broncos and it not work out. How big a deal is it? And considering it's been a weird year for everybody.
First off, I think it's a great. It's for where we were a few weeks ago. You know, to get to this point today, but it gets down to how you play in this league. Doesn't matter where you play right now; it's how you play. And we know we'll have to play a lot better as a team than we played today. But it sure will be nice to line up in front of our great fans. So you know, we're looking forward to that. We worked hard for that.
Gary, how crazy is it that a month ago, nobody in the Rocky Mountain region had ever heard of Shiloh Kao, and here he is, really turning your season around in a lot of respects.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Les, I had him as a young player. He was out of football. It didn't look good. You know, we've had some issues on the back end. We lost Stu today, and this kid keeps battling, you know. Just proud of him, you know. He's a great example of if you think you can play, hang in there and keep battling. And there's always opportunity, and he took advantage of his today. Okay, thank you.